This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While deaths from the coronavirus in the United States are mounting rapidly, public health experts are seeking a flicker of good news. The second surge of confirmed cases appears to be leveling off. Scientists are not celebrating by any means, warning that the trend is driven by four big hard-hit places. That's the states of Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas, and that cases are rising in close to 30 states in all, with the outbreak's center of gravity seemingly shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. More than 670,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, more than 152,000 in the United States. The number of infections is more than 17.2 million globally and approximately 4.5 million in the U.S. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was seen removing his face mask at a public event after his wife Michelle tested positive for COVID-19 Thursday, and the spread of the novel coronavirus showed no signs of slowing in the country with the world's second worst outbreak after the United States. After weeks of quarantine, after testing positive for the virus, President Bolsonaro recently tested negative, but did say Thursday that he was fighting some sort of infection. Bolsonaro has downplayed the COVID-19 pandemic and has often said that the social distancing lockdowns and other protocols would hurt Brazil's economy more than the virus would. While India has far more people, with many people living in densely populated areas, it ranks number three, far behind Brazil, in the number of COVID-19 deaths and infections. Its health ministry said Thursday that it has one of the lowest mortality rates in the world, boasting that more than 1 million people who are infected with the coronavirus have in fact recovered. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House and some of its Republican allies in the U.S. Senate are signaling that they want to extend, at least temporarily, a $600 per week expanded jobless benefit that's helped families and the economy afloat during the COVID-19 pandemic. The move looks to be a little too late to prevent the lapse of the benefit officially on Friday. Democrats have so far rejected an extension and say the next relief bill needs to move as a complete package. Before Mr. Trump spoke, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell adjourned the chamber for the weekend while taking a procedural step that could allow voting on a potential compromise next week. Hong Kong has disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates from legislative actions and decisions and elections, citing their opposition to national security law imposed on the city by Beijing. But the Chinese government denies that it's infringing on civil rights. Those disqualified include activist Joshua Wong and others who won an unofficial primary vote held by the opposition camp earlier this month. Critics say it wants to curb the ascendancy of young generation of Democrats after they swept district council elections last year. Chances for a historic opposition majority in Hong Kong's mini parliament could take for a further blow if the September 6th vote is postponed as expected. Taiwan's former president, Ling Tung-wei, who brought direct elections and other democratic changes to the self-governed island despite fierce saber-rattling by China, died Thursday evening, according to local media reports. He was 97. Li strove to create a separate non-Chinese identity for Taiwan, angering not only China, which considers the island part of its territory, but also members of its Nationalist Party, who hope to return victorious to the mainland. Li later openly endorsed formal independence for the island, but illness in his later years prompted him to largely withdraw from public life. Former President Barack Obama has used U.S. Representative John Lewis's funeral to issue a stark warning that the voting rights and equal opportunity the late civil rights icon championed under increasing threat heading into the 2020 election. Obama urged Congress on Thursday to honor Lewis by revitalizing the Voting Rights Act, the law he was willing to die for. Obama called the Senate filibuster a relic of Jim Crow segregation and said it should be abolished if that's what it takes to pass such a law. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.